around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
On to hour two we go today, everyone. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, September 20th, 2025. We're about to reconnect with two of our show friends and industry experts for what I expect will be a lively conversation about engagements and weddings.
It's going to be opinionated, that's for sure. Let's get right into this and welcome expert wedding travel advisors Harlan DeBell and Cara Bibel, brother and sister duo known as the Travel Siblings, and we love them.
Yes, we do. Cara and Harlan, hello. How are you both? Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi, thanks so much for having us back.
Well, we're very happy that when Mary and I were talking about this, we knew we had to have you, and Rudy, Bobby and I, we were all just, and Mary, we were just talking about it during the break. So I've got to set this up. A few weeks ago, Mary was out with a former producer of this program, and after getting home, she shared something with me that I frankly couldn't believe. As Mary was talking about some of the things that they had discussed, she explained to me how our former producer's son was planning to get married, you know, which was very nice. I was very happy for him and their family. But Mary shared, you know, he had asked his mom where she and her husband wanted to travel for the proposal. Now think about that, okay? So, and then, you know, he was going to consult with his girlfriend's parents, so both sets of parents could be there to watch him pop the question, and then they could all enjoy the destination they'd be traveling to. So perhaps it's a sign of me getting older, but I took Mary's parents out to dinner, asked her dad for her hand before proposing, made them both keep it a secret, which they did. So the idea of having her parents and my parents there when I proposed seems totally ridiculous to me. You know, I certainly don't want to be there for our sons when they get engaged. But apparently this is a thing these days and somewhat popular, so we want to talk about it. What are you seeing regarding what I'm going to call parent couple travel engagements? Cara, then Harlan.
We are seeing just that, and it's really, really fun because we're finding that everyone wants bucket list group adventures. If you think about it, and we do over-the-top proposals. So if you're going to shut down the Doge Palace to propose for two people, why not invite 12 of your closest friends and family to enjoy?
Okay, Harlan, who's paying for all this? Because we haven't even gotten to the wedding yet. Who's generally, I'm really
too.
Genuinely curious, right. Who is actually paying for all of this in most cases?
For the engagement.
It's very interesting that you ask that. Blended family trip is sort of the kind of the category, if you will.
Okay.
So it can be a group effort. So it can be what starts out as a birthday party turns into the proposal as a surprise. So it really varies. Mm. It really has to do with the intent.
Okay. I mean, the one thing I will say on this is anytime you're Gen Z, a lot of this is Gen Z, in my opinion, at least from the small sample I've taken in our group, ask you to be part of something. It's kind of nice, but I still am also very old fashioned. I can't really imagine being there
by
for
the
that.
Way, what we're all just hearing, okay, I understand if there's a bigger event, we're there, we do something special.
Yeah,
then I don't want to poo-poo any of that. But what this particular scenario was is what you were told is the son was just asking mom and dad and his future in-laws to be there when he proposed. So it was just going
maybe
to be
maybe we feel it
six.
Should be up to the couple, yeah, but we are. Okay. So let's, and then Rudy can jump in. I do also want to ask about, I have less of an issue with this than I personally do with what I think are called, Cara, family moons or buddy moons. What's going on there?
Yes.
And again, these are trends.
They are real trends. Buddy moons have been around for a while. Family moons are, we're finding more of a recent thing, as we mentioned, because couples are turning their destination weddings into week-long bucket trips, you know, that friends and families enjoy together. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they may want to experience group foraging or have that trip of a lifetime, you know, in the south of France, and they all want to experience this together. Buddy moons, there are so many different scenarios, and it's a matter of preference. But one scenario could...
Go ahead, Kara.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to tell you different scenarios where there are so many younger couples that have destination weddings so close to one another that they need to find time in between to fit the honeymoon. So they decide to go together.
Before I ask Rudy to jump in, two things I want to ask. Number one, or and Harlan, you can mention, what percentage of your business would you say, and again, I just want to get a rough idea, would you say involves these, you know, engagements that we're talking about here, where it's the parents and the couple to get engaged are going on these trips for this pop the question, and we all travel somewhere and make it a destination engagement?
Well, these days, especially after COVID and the opening of all the countries, it's I would say a third. Wouldn't you say that, Kara?
That's a big number. Okay, so that answers the question. All right.
Wow.
So Bobby, our engineer, has 9 siblings in his family. Bobby, have you or anybody in your family ever done this?
No, did not. Okay. Just solo engagement.
Okay. Does it even interest you?
It doesn't because I'm married, but other than that, if I wasn't married, then no. I did have one guy I worked with who did something like this, but that was it.
All right. And now, Rudy, thoughts on this? Because both of your son and daughter are married. I mean, did you ever think that your son or daughter would, invite you to be there when they popped the question?
No. I learned about it much later. And going on the honeymoon, oh, my goodness, no.
All right. So, okay. Go ahead, Carla.
But it's interesting, Bobby, because we see a rise in couples, you know, that have been married for years, and then they take their best friends on a trip, a bucket list, and then they choose a very special place to do a vow renewal. So it's an interesting, you know, trend as well.
All right, so
giving my wife expensive ideas, Robert.
Yeah, exactly. I can see that, Bobby. All right, really big question for both of you. We only have about a minute left. Any other trends you're seeing in engagements, weddings, or honeymoons? And most important question, are you at all working with Taylor and Travis? Because I guess it came out this morning that the wedding is going to be in the spring up in Rhode Island.
Well, we don't.
No comment.
These trends are continuing to be so popular with bringing friends and having friends be part of these experiences. The couples go through so much trouble to bring photographers along for these special proposals, and they want to share.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. All right, I want to give your website before we run out of time, folks. You can connect with the Travel Siblings yourself. We really appreciate them both jumping aboard for this conversation today. You can link them with family, friends, whatever it is. They are the official travel partner, by the way, for weddings with Bloomingdale's, so we certainly respect that. Website, very easy, just thetravelsiblings.com, thetravelsiblings.com. Kara, Harlan, thanks for jumping aboard with us today. Fun conversation. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. We need to pause for a quick timeout right now. Bobby's going to play some important sponsor messages during the break. When we return in 3 minutes, our focus is going to shift to something that, certainly I'm all for, sports travel. Dave Gunther is next.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Are you dreaming of your next big adventure? Well, with Colette, you can see the world and save big while you're at it. Right now, you're going to save up to $1,500 per couple with stackable discounts on guided tours across all 7 continents. Book big, save bigger, and let the experts handle the details so you can relax and enjoy the journey. Book by September 26th using offer code HELLO2026. Visit GoColette.com for more details. That's GoColette.com. And you can also find that link on our website at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
We're certainly living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Travel Insurance. We're strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. You've heard me say now for years that there are some things in life you just shouldn't do without. Well, traveling with travel insurance is one of them. Coverage includes many items such as trip cancellation, interruption and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight and hotel rebooking, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer concierge services, and in today's world, look for CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Bottom line, whether your next trip is a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, connect with Travel Guard at TravelGuard.com and get the coverage you should have. You'll also find a direct link on our website. That's RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from HelixSleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to HelixSleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 25% off. You can also visit RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we get back from that break, it was a good exchange last segment with Harlan and Kara to begin hour two this hour. Now we're switching gears or changing lanes, to use terms RJ would certainly appreciate, as Road Trip CEO Dave Gunther is about to check in. But first, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Because sudden changes, unknown situations, and even world happenings could compromise your travel plans. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, an international or a domestic trip, do what we do and get protected with a plan at TravelGuard.com/carry.
You know, RJ and I just met with some of their team here in New York this week. Folks, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it's one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against so many unknowns that can create issues, including work-related cancellations, medical expenses and evacuations, passport or ticket replacement. You're going to get roadside assistance, prescription replacement, translation services. That's clearly important, right? Lost or delayed baggage. It obviously also handles trip cancellations, interruptions, and delays. Most importantly, you're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. So just be smart, okay? Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel, or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, how much would you shell out for a major sporting event here in the U.S. or around the globe? Well, sports travel is one of the hottest trends in the tourism industry, and based on consecutive years of increased fan spend and travel for sports, it's projected for some serious growth over the next 5 to 10 years. Dave Gunther is the founder and president of Road Trips, and we've invited him back today to discuss this sector and what may be driving it.
Well, it is very nice to have you back aboard America's number one travel radio show today with us, Dave. Welcome.
Thank you, Robert, and thank you, Mary Carey. It's great to be back.
Well, it is great to have you back with us. This is how I'm going to start off with you, because, you know, Mary and I, we talk about it with regularity of what I'm about to discuss with you, because we see firsthand that sports-related travel, it's already big, but it continues to become one of the more lucrative sectors in hospitality. We've seen numbers, you know, as high as more than $600 billion generated globally. Just in this sector, certainly the U.S. has a sizable chunk of that number. Give everyone tuned in right now across the country, you know, your take on sports travel, how it's evolved and how it's evolving.
Well, it does seem to be having a moment. It feels like people are recognizing more and more just how dynamic your travel can be if you kind of center it around seeing a particular event. It's not sports, but maybe it's part of that Taylor Swift effect, right? That people started to realize that I could experience a destination plus experience an event or a show, and I could really make my trip something particularly special if I center it around going to see, let's just say, the Masters, or going to see the World Cup coming up next year.
Dave, you were really onto something when you founded Road Trips. Did you, in your wildest dreams, ever think you'd be where you are now with such growth? And what are some of the contributing factors that you think might be driving this demand for sporting experiences?
Yeah, I'm not going to take too much credit. I think we started off humbly and we have grown. But we have been doing this now for almost 35 years, and so we definitely have watched the trends develop. And I just think that sports in particular has become even more central, part of our culture and is a place where we can all kind of get together and agree on something, which is something that we're all kind of eager to do these days. And so when we can do that, and if the family can get together or our friends can get together and they can enjoy time together, travel, fellowship, and a big sporting event, it's just a, you know, that's a great recipe for a good time and a good vacation.
Travel is a uniter, sports is a uniter, unless it's Yankees Red Sox for me, for example. that's a divider big time. But so last week on the show, we had both the CEO and COO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association on with us together, and we were discussing the very real issues going on in Los Angeles, with money for rebuilding being redirected to agenda causes and the necessary permitting simply not happening. So I want to get your input on Los Angeles, because we do have both the World Cup and the Olympics ahead for that city. But also feel free to expand the conversation and weigh in on in-demand sporting events around the world. It could be the Winter Games coming in Milan, Italy. Of course, we got the Super Bowl and others. And I'm purposely excluding motorsports for now, because we're going to get to that with you in a minute.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that, again, is kind of nice is that a lot of times when we travel, maybe we can turn ourselves away from some of those more bureaucratic type questions that or issues that, you know, that kind of plague our everyday life. And we can just hopefully enjoy the hotels and the restaurants and the infrastructure that's already there. I actually think that Los Angeles is going to be a fabulous destination. A lot of the hotels that we've already contracted for both the World Cup and for the Olympics in 2028 are situated in places where you can kind of get to venues pretty quick. And there's lots of, you know, all the things that Southern California is famous for, and hopefully avoid some of the things that Southern California is slightly infamous for. So, you know, I think we're going to definitely have some folks who are maybe not as eager to come to some events because they don't feel that the climate is right for them. But in general, we're still seeing fantastic demand. In the World Cup for us, we're seeing people from all over the globe and a lot from all over the country getting very excited for the 104 matches over 40 days that are coming up next year.
Yeah, that's a lot. Wow. All right. So Robert alluded to this a few minutes ago. I want to shift the conversation to the motorsports sector of travel. So certainly on this show, we understand how big it is. It's why we have RJ regularly hosting an open road segment on the show with us. So Dave, whether it's NASCAR, Formula One, and the Monaco Grand Prix, we've personally experienced that winding course, Robert. RJ was just down at Circuit of Americas in Austin last weekend for an event, and they're of course hosting Formula One in October. And my point here is there's a lot of money in this sector. Tickets are expensive, but we know automotive fans, they are willing to pay. So I think motorsports is in a league of its own, Dave, don't you think?
Well, I mean, the whole Drive to Survive phenomena has really, really, you know, put an extra boost behind, you know, F1 in particular, but for all motorsports, right? There's people have kind of gotten beyond just the cars to the personalities and the drivers and the storyline, the personal interest storylines that are behind those things. And we definitely have seen growing demand for that as well.
All of these big events, whether, I mean, you think about the Indianapolis 500, right? Mm-hmm. It's another one where they just draw some all the races around the country. I mean, we could go horse racing, too. I mean, we're just talking about motorsports, but we've got that. You know, I'll take you this direction. You know, with all that we've been talking about with you today, Dave, and just thinking about it, you know, it's companies like yours who help travelers organize and plan all of these trips, right? I mean, I want you to give everyone right now some specific examples of what a special VIP package can look like. We have interesting polls running right now on our website. And, you know, are this audience, again, it's an upscale leisure, it's a audience, business travel audience. I mean, we're seeing people willing to spend, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for their next trip. So besides front row seats or early booking opportunities, use any sport you want and talk about it.
Well, you know, you guys love motorsports, and so maybe I'll talk about that. Because, and you also talked about the fact that, you know, I mean, we're always somewhat cautious to talk about the very, very best experiences that we can do, because we know there's a lot of people who are also looking for an experience that is tailored to their budget as well as kind of to their bucket list. But, you know, there's a lot of experiences that we do at F1 events that are tied to official team hospitality, and we can even get people directly into meeting drivers and experiencing time in the pits and being a VIP guest of, you know, a Ferrari or a Mercedes. And we've actually, some of the staff who work for those F1 teams have actually contracted out to us for events during their off season. So last year in Paris at the Summer Games, we had employees from Alpine and from Mercedes working on our team hosting at the Summer Games. But, I mean, the flip side of that is it means that we have those contacts and those friends who work inside those teams, you know, when it comes time to, you know, help people out experiencing those kinds of events. And so that's you know, becomes really, really special access. And it means that we've got, you know, a deeper black book because of those contacts and friendships.
Well, and you're planning this stuff out months, years in advance as well. I will say this just in the motorsport. RJ, when he was down at Circuit of the Americas, he was telling me he had a chance to see some of the Cadillacs getting back into F1. And he said, you know, he was like, Dad, some of these, some of the Cadillac, the motors that they're coming, I said, it's going to be impressive. So that'll be something to follow. But on this show, Ferrari, we've been over there in Maranello with the show, and we've had some behind-the-scenes access. So anyone that gets an opportunity to go do something like that, I would strongly encourage.
Get into the pit with drivers, that's very cool, yeah.
Well, Dave, we always adore the conversations. Sports travel of all types, it is just a mega sector that's out there. There's no question about it. You're at the forefront of it. Folks, the website, you can connect with Dave and his team. It's very easy. It's just roadtrips.com, roadtrips.com. We hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for checking in with us today.
Thanks to the two of you, and thanks to everybody. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you as well. Take care, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mary. Dave Gunther, nice man. Really enjoy our conversations with him when we have them. All right, now, folks, that music tells us we need to step aside for this bottom-of-the-hour break. Still to come on your favorite travel radio show is The Right Stuff. And in about 20 minutes, don't go anywhere, we've got the latest museum gallery coming your way.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Remember back to school shopping as a kid? New notebooks, new shoes, new routines? Well, this fall, Raycon's calling it back to cool. Because Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are a must-have for getting into a fall routine and making everything smoother. These earbuds are packed with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, new colors, and a comfortable design. Raycon quality rivals premium audio brands for half the price. Get 20% off at buy. Raycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. True home security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with active guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. Well, as we roll through this hour of the show, I want to talk to you about doing something about your aches, pains, and inflammation. Relief Factor is a 100% natural research-based formula created to help combat the root causes of inflammation. That's the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, well, and everyday living. Here's an email we got from Maria Chofan in Michigan. She writes, "It's been about 6 months since I started taking Relief Factor after hearing about it on your show, and the results have been truly life-altering. Having suffered through pain, inflammation, chronic fatigue, and depression for more than 20 years, I learned to manage it through major concessions in my personal and professional life. Nothing I had tried over the years had worked consistently. I was taking a bunch of over-the-counter painkillers on a regular basis, which I knew was not a healthy thing to do. Although I admit I was skeptical, I decided I had nothing to lose and sent for the quick start pack. And to my surprise, it started working almost immediately. I've just turned 60, and I truly mean it when I say that you've given me a new lease on life. God bless you. I guess it's never too late to start enjoying the benefits of good health. I thank you, and my husband thanks you all as well." Well, thank you, Maria. Relief Factor is a powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil. and it's trusted by many thousands of our audience to provide ongoing relief from the pain, from back, neck, shoulder, hip, and knee pain, including general muscle aches and pains. So try it yourself. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, and you can easily order your three-week trial pack for just $19.95. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better, it's the day you live better. ReliefFactor.com, or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, speaking personally, one of the great joys of having two kids and two granddaughters is having the privilege of having traveled with them around the U.S. and a number of foreign companies. Excuse me, countries. There's a great joy in seeing a destination, I think, through the eyes of kids. So for our Write Stuff segment today, I'm delighted to chat with the author of a book that is shaped almost entirely by her two daughters' journals they kept when their parents decided to take them out of school. They were, I believe, at about junior high, to travel the world. About 18 weeks. They were 14 and 12 at the time, and now, several years later, their mom drew from the blogging the girls did during their travels, as well as their own memory, to write a new book called The Passport Project. Kelly McIntyre is that mom. Kelly, welcome to the show. I understand one of the requirements of your daughters when you were traveling for this extended period as a family was to keep a log every day, yes?
That is exactly right. And first of all, thank you for having me on the show. I am delighted to be here. But yes, I was a world schooling mom for a semester, so I got to make up the rules. And I required them to keep a daily journal of what they were experiencing, learning, feeling. But then they also had to write at least one blog post per country for our website.
For your website. Okay. So one blog post, not
yes.
one each.
Or one, yes. Yeah. Each girl had to write at least one blog post per country. So instead of arguing about chores like they would at home, we would do something or something crazy would happen, and they would argue over who got to write that blog post.
Now, one of your daughters, so they were, when you started out, they were, I'm looking at my notes, you know better, they were 12 and what? 12 and 14?
They were 12 and 14, so yeah. They were 7th and 8th grades.
And one of them wasn't real excited, as I recall in your book, about going.
That is exactly right. So that was our 8th grader. Our 7th grader was thrilled. She's super adventurous, and she thought this is the best thing ever to ditch middle school for world school. But our 14-year-old was having to miss 8th grade, which is the best year of middle school. So she blamed us for ruining her life. At least she did at the time.
How did she manifest that displeasure?
The way most dramatic teenage girls do. We had the silent treatment. We had tantrums. We had tears. We had so much drama. But I held strong. And in fact, I almost caved. I almost caved because, I mean, teenage girls are quite persuasive in their drama.
Man.
And I had a friend say, Kelly, are you going to let a 14-year-old steal your dreams?
Okay,
and I was wow.
We have 2 minutes left in this segment. We'll keep you another segment. But mm-hmm. two of the incidents I remember was in Iceland where they wanted to go to the baths, you know, to the Blue Lagoon and so on. And they found when they had to shower beforehand. And in that country, there's just public shower. Well, there are open showers for women and all the women are naked. Same for the men in the men's rooms. That didn't sit well with the daughters.
No, that was eye-opening for all of us. We tend to take our American modesty with us. And well, we learned a lot. Most of the world isn't quite as modest as we are. So there was a lot of drama on that 14-year-old's behalf, entering that Icelandic locker room and having to strip in front of everybody.
It's a constant theme in the book. They come back to it now and then. And really briefly, Italy, they found that there was a con man at every corner almost.
That seemed to be our experience, and I realized we just had a string of bad luck, but we had to learn to outsmart the scammers before they could outsmart us.
What were they doing in brief when you say scammers?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, it's everything from you're standing on the Spanish steps and somebody comes up to hand you a rose. And before you know it, you instinctively go to grab it. Well, that's the rose hustle. And once you touch that rose, they're going to extort money out of you.
Right. Oh, gosh. Well, that's your one more in Italy. Do you remember?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
The scarf
shop,
right? So the
people who would like well, we got banned from a scarf shop because we tried to barter, or not barter, we tried to negotiate the price of 3 scarves, and the shopkeeper didn't like that at all, and he kicked us out and banned us from his shop.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, I'm sure they'll have a softer view of Italy at some point. We're going to ask you to stick with us through this commercial break. We come back. I know that your book was written a few years after the trip, and the girls wrote about their memories years later and what they learned. We'll be right back with Kelly McIntyre in just a moment.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
True Home Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Brickhouse Nutrition's Labor Day sale is on, and it's only on until August 31st. You're going to save 25% on everything with code LABORDAY25 at BrickhouseNutrition.com. Start fall off strong, reboot your health, and save big. This massive sale includes the best-selling weight loss formula Lean and the very popular Field of Greens, the super fruit and vegetable drink that promises your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Head to BrickhouseNutrition.com and use code LABORDAY25 for 25% off. Sale ends midnight, August 31st.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at mypillow.com/carry. Now, when you hear us talk about MyPillow, what immediately comes to mind? For us, it's quality. Quality products and great prices. For example, the giant closeout sale is happening right now in their great Percale bed sheets. Any size, any color, $29.88. That's a savings of over $90. If that's not enough, you can get employee pricing on MyPillow Premium Queen Pillows, just $19.98. Kings are just $5 more. My slippers are back. They're just $39.98. A savings of $110 as a listener to this show. Stock up now for the holidays. Kitchen and bath towel sets are as low as $9.99. And then there's the all-new Rev 7 energy drink. Powered by GoBHB, it contains no caffeine and no sugar and comes in delicious flavors, and it's also vegan. When you compare it to other energy drinks, this beats them all across the board. No stimulants here either, but you'll still sharpen your focus and be at your very best all day. Use promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, and you'll save 30% and can get a case of the new Rev 7 energy drink for as low as $9.99. There's even a special to get a 3-pack for free to simply try it out. Now, these offers won't last, so order today and start enjoying it. Check it out at MyPillow.com/Carrey. Got to use that promo code Carrey, C-A-R-E-Y, for all the show's savings. Or you can find a direct link at RMOTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, if you've just tuned in, we've been talking for our Right Stuff segment with the author of an unusual new travel book called The Passport Project. She is Kelly McIntyre, and her book is based on notes her daughters, aged 14 and 12 at the time, kept while taking a few months, 3 months, to travel, actually longer than, how many, 18 weeks, well, okay, whatever that is, 4 months to travel the world with their parents. Kelly, welcome back to the show. Now, your book is very interesting because it is told in each of your daughter's voices, separate sections for each daughter, what happened to them, how they reacted to it. But then toward the end of the book, they look back 3-4 years later and write about what they learned. And what did you think the important takeaways were for them?
Right. So they were seventh and eighth grade on the trip. And then at the end of their junior and senior years of high school, they both reflected back. And the one who went kicking and screaming, she was a senior, and she wrote a TED Talk that she ended up delivering as a keynote speaker at her former middle school on how that journey changed her life. So it's such a profound full circle moment on just everything that she learned from that experience. And our younger daughter, who was gung-ho from the beginning, was always gung-ho, but it lit just a fire in her to see as much of the world as she can. And she ended up hatching a plan to get us to do the same thing again with her when she was a senior in high school. And that's not in the book. You don't know that, but that is how her chapter ends, is that she's going to try to hatch a plan to make that happen. And it does.
And they both, well, one of them is married and just had a child. But both of them obviously loved it. And I am betting they're world travelers now. Yeah,
absolutely. In fact, at the end of 23, we marked off our seventh continent as a family. We went to Antarctica. And what was especially fun is that we had a new son-in-law at that point. So what was our final continent as a family, it was his first.
Oh, that's a place to begin, Antarctica.
Well, right? I know.
I like what Riley wrote at age 17. This is looking back on the travel. I felt like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. Travel is a lot like the yellow brick road, she wrote. The farther you go from your bubble, the brighter the colors get. I'll be chasing those colors for the rest of my life. That's pretty good writing. She may have to be a writer.
That's right. That's right. I love that line.
The one thing she didn't get to do was bungee jumping. And of course not Antarctica, but now you've crossed that off the list for the moment. But what I also found interesting is that in all this travel, you only had one time where flight went wrong and you were held. I mean, you were held captive, according to the way you guys wrote, or the daughters wrote it, by Chinese authorities because you were in the wrong place at the wrong time, right?
That's exactly right. It was the most terrifying ordeal of my life, frankly.
Well, it's how they learn. It's how they learned. They learned these things like, you know, you can't badmouth the royal family in Thailand or you get thrown in jail for a few years. That is very true, by the way. And, you know, you go to China and you watch yourself there. Oh, suddenly you can't get on social media because they don't allow you to. I think that's eye-opening for anybody, not just children.
It is. Absolutely. We learned as much as they did on that journey.
Well, I think you did a great job on all of this, and I congratulate your kids on it.
Thank you.
Are you traveling a lot too, you and your husband?
We are. In fact, we're headed to Japan in a couple of weeks, and then we're headed to Poland for the Christmas markets, and then we have Patagonia and Easter Island on the calendar for spring.
Wonderful. Kelly McIntyre is the author of the book, The Passport Project. You can find out more information by going to the number 4WarnPassports.com. Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rudy.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Okay, everyone, Robert Mary back with all of you now as we take back our show mics. Today's J Block, well, it's going to feature the latest museum gallery, and we're sponsored by Seaborn.
And with a single suite key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive luxury cruising. From personal experience that we've shared on this show, we can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate, yacht-like atmosphere, and you're going to get pampered with intuitive, highly personalized service.
This is your moment, folks. Visit Seaborn.com for more info, show specials that include cabin upgrades, shipboard credits, and more. You'll also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under that sponsors tab.
Today's museum gallery takes us to our nation's capital and the National Archives Museum, where Grace McCaffrey, acting executive for external affairs, joins us now on the show hotline.
Well, yes, she does. Grace, good morning. It is a pleasure to have you on with us today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we feel the same way to have you here with us today, so thank you. So, you know, we know you have some updates to share with regards to America's 250th birthday. We're going to do that in a minute and how you're honoring it. But let's first start by having you briefly talk about the National Archives Museum and what a significant role it plays in our country. You've got a big responsibility caretaking an important document there.
It does. So the National Archives is the home of all of the records of the United States government. So that means that anytime a president has sent a letter, sent an email, its final resting place is here at the National Archives. Now, we have facilities all around the country, but our museum in Washington, D.C. is really special because it is home to the Declaration of Independence, which, of course, is turning 250 years old next year.
Which we are very excited about, and we're going to get to that in a minute, what you guys are doing. So to share some perspective, Grace, the show is heard. It's transmitted via satellite to 610 radio stations nationwide on our network, including right there in Washington, D.C. and surrounding areas. So if anyone's listening and they're visiting between now and October 1st, you also, I'm told, have the full U.S. Constitution on display. And I'm curious, is most of it usually in the vault?
That's right. So for the first time ever, the entire U.S. Constitution is being displayed here at the National Archives Museum in our rotunda. So what we usually have out is just the first four pages of the Constitution. That's permanently on display. If you've been here before, you've seen it. If you come again after October 1st, it will still be here. But we've taken out of the vault. We call it, we've opened our vault up. And we've taken out this rarely seen fifth page of the Constitution, which has George Washington's original signature, as well as all 27 amendments are now out in the same room for the first time available to the public. So we are packed here at the National Archives. It is great. We hope more people come before October 1st. You can get a ticket online. Reserve your spot. It's just really exciting.
Oh, it absolutely is. And just to be able to be able to see history right there. And as you say, I love that. Absolutely do. All right, so let's move on to the major year-long celebration for America's 250. We started incorporating it into this program a few months ago now. Since we are America's number one travel radio show, you know, we have such a great country that deserves celebrating. We felt it was so important. So share some of what's ahead for you.
Yes. So as I mentioned, we have the Declaration of Independence. So we're taking America 250 very seriously here at the National Archives, and we're so excited to celebrate that. So we're thinking about it in kind of two categories. We have what's going on here at the National Archives itself, which includes a specific America 250 exhibit opening next spring, where it's going to be all about the Declaration of Independence, its signers, its writers, so people can start thinking about that as they're planning their spring trips to D.C., of course, cherry blossom season. And then we are also planning to bring the holdings of the National Archives around the country. So it could be coming to a city near you. We're doing something, we're calling it the Freedom Plane. So what that Freedom Plane is, it's a play on the 1976 Bicentennial Freedom Train. So we're going to be putting records on a plane, partnering with cultural institutions and museums around the country, and hitting major regions of the country, because not everyone's going to celebrate in D.C. There are going to be celebrations all around the country, and we're going to be bringing these original founding documents around the country. Not the Declaration. You have to come to D.C. to see that. We keep that closely preserved.
Yeah. Understandably so.
Yeah, but other amazing documents are going to be traveling around the country. So we're really excited about this because the National Archives, it's not just about what's here in D.C. It's the records and the documents and the story of the whole country and everyone around the nation.
Yeah, I'm super glad to hear. And I'm sure our listeners around the United States are glad to hear that that will be going out on the road around the country. We just had the B&O Railroad on last week from Baltimore, and they're actually doing something with the Freedom Train. So we got the Freedom Plane with you guys and the Freedom Train. And real quick before we end today, what's coming this October to the National Mall?
That's right. We have something really exciting coming up this October. So October 23rd, the National Archives is opening up a new museum experience. It's going to be our biggest renovation opening in over 20 years, a totally new experience. So if you've been to the archives in the last few years, come again, see us. And the other thing that's really special about this is it is going to be the first personalized AI museum experience in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall. So when folks come, you can come once, you can come 100 times. Each time it can be different due to this AI technology. And if you're thinking the AI technology is not for me, you can still have an amazing experience seeing some really special original documents in this new museum experience. So it's going to be really special. Opening October 23rd. Now, that's a new permanent exhibit,
okay.
So there's no end in sight for that. So it's opening in October, but that's going to be, you know, just in time for next year for 2026, but no end in sight for that.
All right, so I'm going to give the website. I'm going to give the website really quick. Folks, visit.archives.gov, visit.archives.gov. You'll get all the information and can plan your visits. Grace, really nice connecting with you today. I'm sure we'll do it again in the future. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Grace.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, National Archives, there we are. Alyssa, hope all of you enjoy the rest of your weekend as well. Until we're back next Saturday, September 27th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, just before Mary and I depart for the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with us. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And most importantly, thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.